South in Dixieland. Yahweh bless everybody tonight. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us in the Shepherd's Call. Got a great show lined up for you. Part two of Drunken Babylon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what Babylon is drunk on is a very interesting subject, and I think that, you know, you can get intoxicated with things other than alcoholic beverages, and the beverage that the drunken whore had in her cup was the blood of the righteous saints that were manifesting up on the earth. Now, this is a prolonged persecution. Now, I'm going to try to, you see, most people believe that in a future date that some mysterious mark is going to pop up. Some power, some demigod is going to bring in a certain mark, and he's going to cause the people to be punished in the last days for just a short period of time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Christian church has been under persecution from the word go. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into some examples again of the English language code mysteries solved. We believe that the English language now used by more people upon the earth than any other language and known in the history of man. Most people are fascinated with Hebrew and the mysterious Greek language, the dead Latin language, and so on and so forth. But the English language has emerged as one of the sleeper languages, if you might say. This language, no one knows its origins, and that's another great mystery. Most of the other languages are rooted and grounded with history. English is just something that these people that came out speaking the English language, we're talking about a race of people called Caucasian, coming out of the Caucasus or across into the Caucasus Mountains into Western Europe. And so this is a very, very, very mysterious language that the Father has given us. So we're going to talk about that tonight, and we're going to get into those varying aspects of the mystery. Now, I want you to get your pencil and paper, and if you joined us last week, for part one of Drunken Babylon, we got into the English mysteries and gave you some phrases, some word combinations that totaled up to 666, which we think that this system is one of the most fascinating systems to solve the riddle of the beast and the mark and the number of his name. Now, most people, like I say, believe that's future tense, that that people are going to be caused to have a mark. But if we go to the Bible, we'll prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the beast was waiting right at the feet of the literal woman, Miriam, the little Hebrew girl that was pregnant with the seed of the Father and was about to bring forth the Son of Yahweh into the earth. And Satan, the beast power, stood at the foot of the woman to devour her child. So see, persecution And you'll find this is all in the examples, the metaphors of Revelation chapter 12. So we're going to go there and we're going to explain, we're going to expose the fallacies of certain belief systems in the world today. Do not be carried away with these patriot people, these false prophets, these preachers that do not know anything about the Bible, that is predicting that in a future time, you'll have to have an implant. And that's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the heart, the surgical operation of truth versus a falsehood. And it can only come by two powers that are ordained. And the Bible said, choose you this day which one of them you will pay allegiance to. Now, we know, listen to this now, in Revelations 14, 9 through 11, listen, let me read to you. This is really going to set the tone. But first of all, before I give you this scripture, Revelations 14, 9 through 11, you get your pencil and paper, you get ready, we'll get into some mystifying codes, names, numbers, words, and things of this nature to help you better understand where we're at today. Now, this is the 22nd day, if you will, of the month of August. So it's 8-2-2-04. Now, that's the numbering system of today, 8-2-2-04. And call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air. Also, get your pen and paper ready. We'll give you our address, our telephone number, and we encourage you to write or communicate with us as much as possible. And to support the efforts of the Shepherd Call Ministry, Dr. Gary, Dr. Jack, and myself, and many of the others who have joined to try to help us get the truth out to the house of Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's our mission. It's not been accomplished. We want to go on the air 7 days a week. Now, we're on the air 6 days a week. We're live on the internet for 5 days out of the week, and then we're live on WWCR on Sunday. So we've got a pretty good heavy schedule already, but we would love to work more. We want to be a workhorse for the remaining days. We want to work while it's light. We want to lay treasures up not here for the thief and the moth and the rust as a witness against us, but we want to lay up our treasures in heaven that goes before us that we might follow after to have a sizable bank account that we could draw on in retirement. Now, you talk about Social Security or 401k plans that are good. Those who labor for the kingdom principles and lay their treasures up there are wise people. And what a paymaster the Father is. Now, whether you're going to do good or evil, that's the question here tonight. So if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast. Here we go now. Who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the beast has a name. This beast specifically wears a name, a religious name. This name is glorified around the world. This name is adorned. This name is glorified, sang in praise daily by unsuspecting Christians who have been duped by the God of this earth, who has formatted and formulated and cemented into the minds and the hand. See, the mark is the information knowledge that you've received. The Bible said you can believe a lie and be damned. And many people will wonder after the beast, and whosoever wonders after the beast and receives the mark of his name, these are the ones who are certain candidates for the lake of fire and for eternal destruction, for wherein they think that they're doing God a service, the true God, the everlasting God, Yahweh, the eternal one. They are calling upon a name that has no scriptural foundation, none whatsoever. It just appears in the New Testament, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a name that has a suspect sound to it. No, Father, anoint me tonight by the grace of the Mighty One, that I would have the boldness to bring forth the revelation of truth and move on the hearts of those who have a recipient heart to receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save the soul of them that receive it to the uttermost. As we go around the world tonight on the world's number one shortwave radio station, 5070 WWCR, around the world, into Africa, into Europe, into Spain, into Portugal, into the great nation of Great Britain, the British, the sons of Ish, and into the Germanic peoples of Germany, and around into the great nation of our northern neighbor, Canada, and in, of course, to the United States, wherever that you're able, and we hope and trust and pray that you are able tonight to receive the message. If you want this four-part series of Drunken Babylon, you'll need it for your reference to make notes and to refer to it periodically, that you could be thoroughly furnished to every good work that the Father's laid up for them that love and serve him, that will hazard their life, that will launch out into the deep, that will dig deep and get on a stone foundation, a rock that can't be shaken, moved by tradition or by the lying craftiness of those that lie in wait to deceive the very elect, if possible. Now, write this down. An evil forehead. Might not be the best grammar, but we're looking for a code here. An evil forehead. If you write that word down and do your math in the English language with the code that I revealed to you in the first message of the English alphabet, beginning with the letter A and a numeric value of 6, and B would be 12, C is 18, and so on, add 6 to each succeeding letter of the alphabet, and the 26, remember I told you that there's 22 in the Hebrew, 24 in the Greek, and 26 in the English, which 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. 6 is the number of man, and language was given to describe our number for our edification, for learning, for us to exalt and glorify the great name of the eternal God of the universe. And so Satan, knowing that, came up with an ingenious plan to invoke through his church. You say, well, I didn't know that Satan had a church. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Revelations chapter 2, verses 9 and 3 and 9 will tell you that those who profess to be something and are not are sitting in the temple, which is the church. This is the great whore, the woman, drunken Babylon, with the formation of an unlikely alliance that has been formulated to deceive those who are struggling, striving, straining, and believe in the Bible. Now, the Bible would express itself to you in this manner. Beware of the scribes. If you will figure an evil forehead, you'll see that an evil forehead equals 666. So with the mind of those who have been overcome and indoctrinated with tradition and a lie from satanic Babylon, this drunken whore of the blood of the martyrs of the true disciples and the true authors of the Bible. They killed them. And they destroyed their factual evidence or hid it from the wise and the prudent. And then they plunged the earth into total chaotic darkness because, you see, the world and its people, Satan being their God, he's the God of darkness, not the God of light. He only appears as a God of light, and he formulated a scene that way for the people to call upon a blaspheming name that has no saving power, but the people received it with joy and with gladness and sang its praises daily and nightly, and especially night when they go to the temples of Baal. They'll ring the bells. An evil forehead. Now, write this down. No, K-N-O-W, no code of. No code of. Write that down, three words. No code and of. That will total 666. An evil forehead. To those who know the code of, reveal evil. Now, write down the word, reveal evil. You do your simple math with the code formula of the English language, A equals 6, B equals 12, and so on. And write down, reveal evil, and see once again that it will be symbolized by the mark of the number 666. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not by accident. This is in plain sight that the Father wanted you to know that there's a name that people call on daily and worship with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the Bible will tell you so, that the Bible says that they will reject the commandments of Yahweh, cast the truth to the ground, and prosper. But if you look at the King James Version that I'm reading out of tonight and write down, this is a great three words, a shame cometh. A shame cometh. And you'll find out that that will equal 666. Now, let me repeat that. A shame cometh. Remember, he said, if you're ashamed of me and my name, Revelation 14 and 1, as opposed to Revelation 13 and 1. A name of truth and a name of falsehood. A name that was accepted and a name rejected. A name that seemed right and a name that is right. Close line, it is a razor's edge difference between, and that's why the Bible said that Satan, the God of this world, will come in and he will formulate through great minds of wisdom. Here's the mind that hath wisdom. An evil forehead, to know the code of, reveal evil, and shame cometh. All of them are 666. Amazing. Now, the very man that wrote this and started the great example of the beast powers, and he saw four, the last one was dreadful and terrible, and I've been preaching on it for the last month. The fourth kingdom to rise up would be the woman. Now, this is the church, ladies and gentlemen. And out of this church come an apostate belief system that would deceive the whole world because she brought a name of blasphemy in her forehead. Revelation 13 and 1. And this is the name, and the Bible encourages you and provokes you to know the number of the name of the beast. The number of the name. Now, let me repeat that. Know the number of the name. Well, I wouldn't want to receive the mark of the beast. If you've got a name that you worship and it's a false name, you've already got the mark of the beast. Can it be removed? Yes, it can. But if you die in that false name, you will raise in that false name, because the Bible said, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie, until it's judged in the last day, and many will stand before me in that day and say, Lord, 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 haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? A shame cometh when you be naked and barren without the covering, revealed name of Yahweh in your forehead. The Holy Tetragrammaton that is written approximately 7,000 times in the Old and 1,000 in the New. 8,000 times, and 8 is the number of a new beginning. Write down this if you're studying with Pastor Buddy tonight. I think you'll put all these words together after a while. We'll try to put them in a sequential event to show you. Just writes a little letter. It's amazing. And you can interchange them either way that you want to, and form phrases and sentences with these key codes. But write down grief, G-R-E-F, grief of Daniel. The grief of Daniel. Once you write that down, you're going to find out that there is something very interesting about Daniel. Here's what Daniel said. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. Now, everybody thinks that that is someone other than Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan, the elusive god that was in Genesis chapter 3, the one that brought forth the illicit seed of Cain and brought the murderer and brought sin along with it, because he's the author and the father of it and the father of the lie. He is it's a marvel. How marvelous. Listen here. And he shall speak marvelous. The word marvelous is even used by Daniel. And if you write down the code, a grief, you will find out that the grief of Daniel, just literally grief of Daniel, is expressed here in this sentence. And he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. So that is Satan, who will sit in the temple as God. And you know who's preparing him a temple. Reckon that could be his people? Well, is Christianity falling right into the trap and they can't get out? Are they being flushed down the commode of sewage with false names, trying to formulate, oh, well, you see, God's people are the Jews. But God blinded the Jews so he could get the Gentiles. So that is the Zionist agenda, to cause you to believe a lie and be damned. And the Bible says, I know where Satan's seed is, and he's got a name, and his name has a mark and a number. And the Bible says, he shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, Yahweh, and shall prosper till the indignation shall be accomplished, for that is determined, it shall be done, and neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. We see Satan, ladies and gentlemen, is created. And the God, his father, that created him is the supreme God of gods. And Satan said, well, I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne, and I'll get a sea of people, humanity, genetic offspring, to glorify me and to worship me and to praise me above the great name of Yahweh. And what name do you know in the earth, in the Christian circles, that is worshipped and magnified and glorified, and Satan is setting and relishing in this great God that they have created, a mythical God, a unprovable God that is not even 500 years old. And yet the world in the last 500 years growing into modern Christianity has jumped out of the frying pan of Catholicism into the fire of the revivals of Protestantism with a name of blasphemy, a name that's loved, a name that is adorned. You see, Satan deceive you must magnify himself above all. and cause all in the religious circles to receive the knowledge of this name. Maybe it's written in a holy book laying on your coffee table. Maybe you haven't done your homework to see if it should be in there when Christ expressively warned to beware of the scribes, those who have written down certain things and called it a holy book. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the New Testament should be under suspect because someone had that New Testament hidden for over 1,000 years before it was ever revealed to the general public. Now, would you trust anybody with God's holy word, the word written by holy men of God, the apostolic fathers, Peter, James, and John, Paul, and all those who formulated in the Hebrew tongue? And yet we come out now with no Hebrew references, not one shred of the original text of those things written by the apostles is now available to the general public. Wonder where their writings went to, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know in Constantinople, when there was a challenge put out by Constantine that in this sign conquer, that they brought the Greek god, the Roman god, Zeus, to the forefront to become the principal god of Christianity, and the unsuspecting world of Christianity tries to justify that name being in the Bible, when in sense, Revelations 22, verses 18, 19, and 20 warns you that you better search the scriptures to see if it's so. If the name that they have brought out into the New Testament can't be proven in the Old. Remember, the Old is a schoolmaster. Get back to the Old Testament, find out what the original name of the Father was, and remember that the Son said, I come in my Father's name. It could not have been EA Zeus. And yet the world has gone after EA Zeus as the principal chief Christian God. And the Bible says this name that shall be magnified above the name of Yahweh and above the God of gods, Yahweh, this name will be adorned, worshipped, and praised by those who have been deceived by the power of the one to make desolate. I want you to write that word down. Key phrase here. Make desolate. Do your tally of the English code system and see what that adds up to. Make desolate. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except by coming away, a falling away first. How do we fall away? From the Old Testament to the New, we came out with a new God, a God that had never been heard before, an unusual name, not a Hebrew name. The God that we came out into the Greek text is not even a Greek name. It is a combination manufactured by men of wisdom who would think to change, oh my God, they would think to change the divine covenant name, an abomination, a blasphemy, and yet they dared to do so because Satan and his agents, working in a robe of flesh, came in with a master plan to bring in a name to be revealed, a name of perdition, that would oppose and exalt himself above all that is God, and they're building him a temple. And the Christians are going to tell you who's going to sit in it. Ask them what the name of the God that's going to sit in the temple that the Jews are going to build. You'll get the message of what Brother Buddy's talking about. Drunken Babylon. Drunk not on alcoholic beverages, but drunk on the blood of the righteousness of the truth. And even Yahweh himself was relegated. And yet this name has literally replaced the great name of the Hebrew God Yahweh, taken him out of the scriptures, decoded his great name that was in the Bible by replacing it with capitalization, L-O-R-D. Turned from the truth, created a creature, and the Bible says men worship the creature rather than the divine creator. Paul spoke of him on Mars Hill, you men of superstition, the God that you ignorantly worship, I declare unto you, this God was Yahweh. Paul knew no other God. And in the 26th chapter and the 14th verse of the book of Acts, when Paul was converted, that Hebrew God spoke to him in Hebrew and revealed to him what his name was. There the master agents, the serpent seed. Oh my God, you wait till I start the next series. And I can't wait. I'm itching. The Spirit is prompting for me to reveal our next messages on WWC or after we complete the series of the drunken whore of Babylon. It will be serpent tracks where we will trail the serpent systematically through the Word of God in the law covenant of the revealment concealment plan of God that is a schoolmaster to bring us to the true knowledge of the eternal Messiah. And oh, how we sing about that great Hebrew God, and yet we don't know we're using his name in code when we say, Hallelujah. Oh, there's going to come a falling away. And everybody will worship, listen to me, this man of perdition. I want to talk to you about him, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is Yahweh, hallelujah, or that is worship, so that he as God, a replacement with a false name to a replacement of the true name. Therefore, we get Revelation 13 as opposed to Revelation 14, verses 1. Where we find the name of the true God in the forehead of the saints of God, Yahweh, and the name of a false God in the name of the saints that should have been saints, but yet were deceived, that would receive the mark of the beast and wonder after and lover and praiser and worshiper from the rising of the sun to the going down of the name, so that all worship him above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Yet to reveal evil is wisdom. Now, I want you to write down reveal evil. 666. Write down a dark master. That ought to tell you something about the beast and the Antichrist. A dark master. They should mean something to you because it tallies up to 666. Now, remember I just got through quoting 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Write down in your code system a strange God. Hear this God, who was not a God, who was a secondary God, not a primary God, who changed the truth of God and made himself God in place of the true God and cast away the true God and his name hid it to the triumph of the translators, who should have translated the name of Yahweh into the New Testament, but they failed to do so purposely. By strange, crafty men who have taken the truth and cast it to the ground and prospered and magnified the great God of deception by giving him a name that Christians around the world praise, and he become a dark master. That phrase, a strange God, is properly fitted into 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Now, remember I told you that falling away adds up to 666. Falling away. You know what causes to fall away from the true name, to believe in a false name? The master cunning crafting of the greatest deceptor, the greatest author of all time, is the author of a novel of pure fiction that created a mastermind name of Jesus. The mythical god of old, by combining two gods, Ea and Zeus, to give us the English version of the Latinized Iesus, and now Jesus. No, you say, Pastor, but it ain't no wonder you ain't got no friends in the world. I don't want no friends in the world. Whosoever's a friend of the world was an enemy to God. I'm a truth seeker. I'm a truth preacher that is bought and paid for by the blood of a Hebrew God who died for me and gave me a name that's above every name. And to this name only, I, as Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I will not deny the name. People sin. Write it down. Do your code analysis. You'll come up with those who worship the beast in his image was a people sin. 666. Now listen to this. When Satan decided, you know what? The Bible said Satan was perfect when he was created. I said Satan was perfect when he was created until iniquity. We're going to get into that word shortly. Iniquity was found in him. The fathers gave us a great language. One of the greatest languages on the earth to expose the power of the deceiver and to reveal him. Because he wanted to begin a kingdom. The Bible said he was perfect until iniquity was found in him. And the iniquity was, I will exalt my throne. As people that worship at his throne, see, people that's worshiping at the throne of a false name have received the mark in their forehead. They believe a lie, and they're damned. Unless that great true name washes away the false name, come out her, my people. Oh, my God, I feel the great anointing of the Holy Spirit of Yahweh moving throughout every fiber and being of my body that someone will receive the truth of the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul if you will receive it. If you cast it to the ground, go ahead and prosper. Love the world and the things of the world. And become an evil enemy. Now write that one down. A evil enemy. 666. An enemy to God. An enemy to the true name. By supporting a false name with the mark of the knowledge of the beast in your forehead or in your hand giving it support. Oh, my God. You know what Christ said in John 8:44 to the Pharisees and the scribes? Your father's a devil. He's a liar. Well, I want you to write down in the code system that we have designed for you here, a utter lie. A utter lie. That's spelled A, of course. First letter in English language, A. Utter. U-T-T-E-R-L-I-E. A utter lie. And see what it'll add up to. The Bible said you will believe a lie quicker than you'll believe the truth. Because the truth, when the truth comes to all those lies that you've been convinced and raised in tradition, when the truth comes, it sounds stranger than fiction. And so what do? In your natural instincts of your programmable mind, when you've believed an utter lie, well, you'll cast the truth to the ground. It'll go over your head or, bounce off of you in some way. You will not receive it because you love a lie, and they that love a lie, an utter lie shall be damned. And here's you a good example from the fact that wrong one, astonishingly, it confirms the of falling away to the abomination instead of the true name into a false name that people will kill you for thinking that they're doing that false name. And this is how they were in the temples of Baal. And we're still in them, ladies and gentlemen. Satan has just changed his tactics, and people say, well, we're in the modern age. I can't be deceived. The bigger they are, and the more prouder you are, the harder you fall. You was probably born into a lie. That's the hardest thing to remove your tradition. Wrong one. Write down wrong one. Not the right one. The right one don't add up to 666, but the wrong one does. My God almighty. Hallelujah. Plague of man. Write it down. Plague of man. What's plague in man? Worshipping a false name that they think they have eternal life and they have none. I repeat that. They think that they have eternal life in the same right way with the same right name, but they have none. Plague of man. I write this one down. It's a great little phrase. Lies only. I mean, ain't no truth in Satan. And the English language in a code of six, the first three letters is 666, by the way, ABC, 666 in addition, or 6, 12, 18. But if you add 6 to each succeeding number, then this is the code of 666. And all the phrases that you can put together, do your own. You know, use your imagination. Let it run wild. Let it tell you what to write down. Lies only. They describe the Antichrist. And he shall come in peacefully. Listen to this now. Here's the false one with a false name, the false God, that's going to sit in the temple of God. And guess what his name's going to be, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, you're going to bow your knee because there ain't no problem for you to do it. You're doing it now. You've already got the mark, not a future tense, but a past tense into your life, altogether born in corruptible sin, because from the get-go, Satan got you early, took you captive at his own will, wrote you a little love letter, and without scrutiny, without checking, without seeing that these things were so, without comparing it to the Old Testament, find the true name. We launched and we took it, we got the bait, and Satan reeled us in on his line of deception, and he shall come in peacefully, obtain the kingdom with flatteries. And with the arms of the flood he shall be overthrown before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. Daniel 11:21. He will become strong with a small people. Oh, I don't want to get into that. I could tell you things about that statement, small people. 6 million here and the 6 million there. Get the point? Is it wisdom to reveal evil or to know evil? Well, write this one down. Beware Jews. Now write it down. Beware Jews. BEWAREJEWS. See, the word Jew was not mentioned till in 2 Kings 16:6, first time the word Jew was ever mentioned. And they were fighting against Israel at that time. So, beware Jews. Write it down and see what it adds up to. You'll be glad you did. But it might break your heart because most people have believed a lie and be down. League breaker. Remember, said he shall come in peacefully. He's going to make a league, but he's going to break it. Well, write down league breaker. L-E-A-G-U-E. League breaker. Now, it's got Mark of the Beast stamped all over it with his number 666. The league breaker. Isn't that something? Now, Israel is the 12 nations scattered abroad. Let me repeat this. Just because some nation adopted the name Israel and called herself Israel doesn't make them Israel. There again, just like somebody calls herself something in the New Testament, a name, you got to check that name out and see if it's got any foundational historical merits. And if it ain't, you better drop it real quick like a hot potato and get the name that you can prove 7,000 times in the old. Should have been 1,000 in the new, 8,000 times the new beginning of the name of the old God, the Hallelujah God, not the Hallelujah God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I have to preach so plain and so straightforward. I make so many enemies, but a few friends, a few of those that's got integrity, they want the truth. They want to come out of Babylon. They cry, they fast, they pray, they seek. And when Pastor Buddy comes along, I get letters of encouragement saying, Pastor Buddy, we have never heard a man on the radio like you. The things that has been puzzling us all of our life, you come along and in simplistic terms of an eighth grade education, you reveal so many things that's been concealed and right before our nose. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the simplicity of Christ, and I became a fool for him, so therefore he can use me. So you'll have to pardon my grammar, my English, French is not perfect, but I do get by. I'm just an old country boy here from the hills of Tennessee, followed the broom tails the first 20 years of my life. Got an eighth grade education, but I began to fast and pray and seek my Father. I wanted to be saved. I didn't want to plow in the unfertile fields of the world. I wanted to plow on the slopes of Mount Zion, of Mount Ephraim, where my brothers and my forefathers had the knowledge of the great Hebrew God. And by fasting and praying, I turned into a friend of Israel, the true Israel. I found out who the true Israel was. Now, if you write down foe, F-O-E, foe of Israel, again, it's going to be, my heavens, I'm going to have to quit here, 666, foe of Israel. Now, a numbered name, write it down, 666, a one of Satan, 666, a death reigns, 666, a death reigns. Head of world, 666. Corrupt, 666. Man of woes, 666. Do wickedly, 666. For thus saith Yahweh the Maker, I am Yahweh who formed you to establish it. Yahweh is my name. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:2-3. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy. I've been with you for the last hour, and it's a pleasure to be in your homes. I thank you for your letters of encouragement. It means much to me to receive your letter. It really means a lot to me for you to take time out of your busy life and sit down and write me. You can do so if you would choose to do so, and I'd love to hear from you. I answer every letter. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live. This is the 22nd day of the month of August. We're moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the eighth month here, and this is the 22nd day. We've almost completed August. So then, if you would like to call me, just call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, call me immediately after the broadcast. If the broadcast is over, call me. Wait until it's over. If the line is busy or you get the voicemail and get bumped over to voicemail and you would like for me to call you back, state the time that you would like for me to call you, and I will take a note out of my voicemail box. I will note that, and I will return your call. Now, if you'd like to continue calling me, trying to get a hold of me, and the line may be busy or it may not be. Try and see. Work by faith and don't give up. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Buddy, call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Area code 423-626-2172. That's all the information you'll need. Again, you can write me. And if you'd like to have this series, Drunken Babylon, in a complete set format, we'll get it out to you. And please remember that we need your help financially. Dr. Gary, Dr. Jack, and myself carry the brunt of our cost on WWCR. We have brothers and sisters that try to help us and do. So we would like to have you, to encourage you to help us so we could get more time. Now, I'm on internet 5 nights a week. You can hear me live at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on National Association of Micro Broadcasters.com. Let me repeat that. www.nationalassociationofmicrobroadcasters.com. You can hear me live 5 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then again live on WWCR around the world on 5070. It's the mighty voice. It's the king of shortwave radio. There's nothing compared to it. Marvelous facilities in Nashville, Tennessee, the volunteer state, where we're coming to you live and direct tonight. You need to tune in exclusively for more information per hour. You'll hear the shepherds call exclusively here on shortwave around the world. And we invite you to listen in to 5070 WWCR shortwave, brought to you by Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and myself. Now, if you will earmark funds for the radio, we need you to help us. If you can send $10, $20, $100, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $50,000. There's somebody tonight listening to me that's got $50,000 that they could send Pastor Buddy and Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack. We would apply every penny and then some to additional radio time if you could do that. And I'll preach the truth as best of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit within me. Although I don't make many friends, I do make those stable who are under the truth. We give you a foundation of truth to stand on and prove all things, and we hold fast to that which is good, not to that which is corrupt or evil, which spells out 666. Ladies and gentlemen, the league breaker, the foe of Israel, a king of evil, a numbered name, a one Satan, a death reigns, head of the world corrupt, man of woes, do wickedly. Here's wisdom, let him count the number of the name. My first original scripture I gave you in text tonight says, let them count the number of the name. Here's wisdom. So use the wisdom of the code system I've given you. Let him have understanding. Count the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man. Now, a man, and, you know, the scripture says, and that man in the New Testament, Christ Jesus. And that man, Christ Jesus, it's a number of a man. And here is his number. It is 666. And let him that have wisdom count the number of the man. And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name will burn in an eternal lake by being deceived by a master crafter. I'm going to tell you, these are the Illuminati, the master crafters, who have formulated a false name for all of the simple people to wonder after and receive the mark of the number of his name and to call on it, to adore it, to praise it, to worship it, and to be baptized in it. Ladies and gentlemen, come out of her and get the true name. Now, 6,823 times alone, his name, that great name, was Yahweh. Oh, my. Use that name, and peace be unto you. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR on Worldwide Shortwave. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that the Father will bless you. He will give you power to overcome the world. Until then, Yahweh bless. Thank you.